This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Hello, Lizzie and Dan. This May, I am thrilled to be going on a two-week trip to England and Ireland with my boyfriend of 3 years and his family. This will be my second time traveling with them. The first time we traveled together, I paid for my plane ticket, hotel accommodations, and little things here and there. The family insisted on picking up the tab for most things, such as dinners out or coffee breaks, entertainment fare, and so on. This was extremely generous of them, and I am very appreciative. Of course, a thank you card and gift was sent to them when we returned home. For the upcoming trip, everyone's airfare and hotel has been covered by my boyfriend's grandfather. He is facing health challenges, and his final wish was to have his family visit one last time. Because of this generosity, I would really feel more comfortable paying for my own meals, coffee, entertainment, etc. I do not want to blindly assume that they will cover the cost for these things. However, I feel stuck. I am so grateful to have a partner with a loving and kind family who has welcomed me with open arms. Do you have any sample language that could start a conversation about expenses for the trip? Best, Hillary.
Hillary, first of all, you do sound like you have the most wonderful family that your boyfriend comes from. And it is so wonderful that this is the perfect host-guest dance that's happening here between these two. It sounds like you do all the things that someone who is receiving generosity should do. You say thank you. You recognize the impact it might be having on these people, but they are still willing to give it. So you're doing the polite thing by receiving it. My vote is that you run with this and that you pay for whatever it is you've agreed to pay for. So last trip, it was your hotel accommodations and your travel. But I would let the family pay for dinners out. And if they're offering to pay for tickets to museums or shows that you're going to go see, I would take them up on it and do what it sounds like you do very naturally, which is to just say thank you in the moment. And again, with that wonderful note afterwards. But I think this family has really embraced you as one of their own. You're counted as family. I say, run with it, girl, run with it.
I think that really gets to the heart of the question. I would say that if there are any questions about the expenses for this trip, did you just want to get them on the table? You want to talk about them early and as often as you need to so that you can relax and really enjoy this time with your boyfriend and his family. I would start with the boyfriend. And when you ask about sample language, I think it's as simple as, I was hoping to talk with you about expenses for our upcoming trip. Anything like that. Discussions about money, we say, should be candid and honest. And they're a bit synonymous, but you just need to be really upfront with people and you need to be really clear about what your limits are and what you can afford. Another thing that you might mention is that you really want to contribute in some way and that you're looking for his help figuring out the best way to do that. Now, I really appreciate the spirit of the advice Lizzie gave, that you accept gifts well, that you participate.
Yeah.
I had a little suggestion here that you can accept their generosity, but also prepare to make a few gestures of your own along the way.
Love it.
That start to plan. And maybe this is the way that you have the discussion with your boyfriend, the parents, that, you know, you're so appreciative of everything that they're doing and you really want their help in surprising the grandfather with a particular dinner or meal or night out or whatever they think or you think is really going to help make that special. It could be so much fun to conspire with others to do something nice. And it could be a really fun way for you to participate some in planning this trip.
Hillary, we truly hope that no matter how the financial part of this trip plays out, that you're really able to focus on and enjoy this wonderful opportunity. And I think that's really exciting. And I think no matter what, you're probably going to have a great time and it's all going to shake out just fine.
This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is produced by Infinite Guest.